Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 18 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Power to quit. Honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6:20 NLT. Are you a smoker? If you are, the odds are stacked against you. But it's my life, you say. No, listen, you do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 NLT. Why indulge in a habit you wouldn't recommend to others or risk not living long enough to fulfill your life's purpose? And what about those who love and need you? A lady wrote to columnist Ann Landers saying, "A few weeks ago, we buried one of the dearest people I've ever known. He was married for 43 years to our eldest sister. We adored him. He was meticulous about detail, the perfect choice to take charge of any family project, dependable, diligent, and thorough. Integrity was his middle name. But this man who did everything right did one thing wrong. He smoked 2 packs a day for 30 years. This senseless addiction deprived him of the joy of seeing his grandchildren marry. It also denied us who loved him the pleasure of his beautiful presence. For God's sake, stop smoking. Do it for yourself and for the people who care about you. Are you like the man who said, 'Quitting's easy, I've done it 1,000 times? That's because you've tried in your strength. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God," John 1:12 KJV. Make the choice, then turn to God, and he'll supply the power to quit. Prayer point. Lord, I can't beat this addiction alone, but you say I can do everything through you who strengthens me. I continue with this addiction because it seems to fill an emptiness in my life. But Lord, the truth is that you are all I need, and as you come more and more into my life, bringing your joy and peace, your spirit will displace this addiction and my need for it. Come, Lord Jesus. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.